Welcome to Political Talk. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for talking politics. I'm your host, Matthew, and today we have a, not a special episode necessarily, but a more focused episode on a singular topic and more so on a singular person. This is the curious case of Lucy, I believe it's Connolly, C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y, Lucy Connolly. I may drag the Graham Linum, Leanum, whatever his name is, thing into this as well. I might do that, but let's focus on Lucy here for this particular episode. I'm going to start this episode off with a question, a very important question, and one that should be simple for everybody to answer, because to me there's only one correct answer. We've all in the world probably got people that don't like us, whether it's certain people in your life. Maybe there's a family member you don't get on with, maybe there's people at work you don't get on with. There's, you know, you're not going to get on with everybody in life, that's just the way things work. But, and that could also be a particular group of people, which in this case is what applies here. So, if somebody one day got really annoyed at you because somebody who is similar to you did something bad, therefore making all of you bad, and this person decided to say to a group of people who didn't like you and were more of the violent mind, and this person said to that group of people that you should go and burn that person's house down with you and your family inside. So let's say even if you as an individual have done a crime, or even if you haven't done a crime, and you've still got, let's say, you know, kids, parents, aunties, family, uncles, whoever it is that you live with, could be a different selection of people, and they're living with you, and they're innocent, and this person, yeah, encourages a more, I mean, they don't even have to be more violent-minded group of people, but ones that are known to be more violent group of people encouraged that group of people to say, well, not encouraged, told them, really, that, okay, this person lives here, go and burn their house down. Is that something that would be acceptable to you? Is that something that would be okay to you? And if you spoke to that person, would you be okay with them? Would you be cool, calm, and collected with them? Would you say, what you said was just, it was just words, it was just a tweet, it was fine? I'm going to give you the only correct answer to that question, which is no. You wouldn't be okay with that. I wouldn't be okay with that. You wouldn't be okay with that if someone, let's say, did the same thing to me, and then I had a conversation with that person, I would not be happy with them. I think that's a very simple question to answer. Now, I'm of course talking about Lucy and her particular tweet. Now, this was on the 29th of July 2024, so just over a year ago. Now, what I'm about to read isn't nice. These are not my words. These were her words at the time. It says, mass deportations now. Set fire to all the fucking hotels full of the bastards for all I care. It's a great start. While you're at it, and this is a bit of the tweet that people seem to forget is in here. While you're at it, take the treacherous government and politicians with them. Something that another group doesn't seem to have noticed that she actually said. So while you're at it, take the treacherous government and politicians with them. Indicating that, yeah, you can also do the same thing to them, because that's how this tweet is worded. I feel physically sick knowing what these families will now have to endure. If that makes me racist, so be it. I'm going to read the tweet in full one more time. It says, mass deportations now, set fire to all the fucking hotels full of the bastards for all I care. While you're at it, take the treacherous government and politicians with them. I feel physically sick knowing what these families will now have to endure. If that makes me racist, so be it. So if she wasn't talking about, obviously she's talking about a hotel full of asylum seekers, because I don't call them migrants or immigrants, because no one knows what that word actually means. They're called asylum seekers. If she wasn't talking about that, and she was angry at you, or me, or somebody that you knew, and said the exact same thing. Let's take the politicians bit out of it. Let's focus on the set fire to them part, because that's what she's encouraging people to do. You simply wouldn't be okay with that, would you? You simply would not be okay with that. But the right, not correct, but I mean right wing, the right side, again, not correct. I feel like I'm saying right is incorrect every single time I say that. Has sided with this woman for obvious reasons. Do I need to explain what those reasons are? And of course, while she was in prison for serving, I think it was 31 months or something, the sentence, of course, it was, you know, bring our hero home, bring this wonderful mother home. She's a wonderful mother and a wonderful wife, and she needs to be released and take care of her children, and other children will look up to her when she does this particular thing, completely ignoring the actual implication of what she has encouraged people to do. I'll do it in a minute. There was a Reform UK, call it a press conference, whatever, party press conference, political talk thing. It went on, I think it was about 5 hours. Obviously, we're not going to go through that. There's a 22-minute video I've got here. Not going to be playing all that. We're going to focus on the first 3 minutes specifically in just a moment, but I'll set that up in a second. Essentially, what's happening here, and this is kind of a sequel to my previous podcast where I talked about, you know, obviously the Epping Hotel and the whole basic thing that's going on here, which is a culture war. Because what these politicians want you to do, people like Reform and other politicians who are also on the right side, because this, to put it simply, because this hotel was full of what they assume is Muslims, they might not all be Muslims, but because it was full of asylum seekers, there's not necessarily, although it probably is, a case of they're fine with that. It's because they also hate those people for very obvious reasons. I'm going to try to peel back a little bit on explaining the basic stuff that's out there, because that will be like maybe wasting time here. That's essentially why they're okay with it. And this continues on this weird, now as I try to, you have to understand on this political talk podcast, not just on this one but other ones. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Because if it sounds like I'm struggling to get through a particular topic, it's purely because as I'm breaking down in my mind something that someone said or done or a situation, some of those things that people have said or situations or like events don't make sense. So for me to try to, let's say, analyze them can be very difficult at times. So just kind of bear with me with that. But that's essentially what this boils down to, is because these right politicians, right-wing politicians, are focused on creating a cultural divide and getting you to ignore what they're doing and what other rich people are doing, and make you point the finger at asylum seekers who have got less than what you have and less than what these politicians have, and make it a case that, okay, everything that's wrong in your life, no matter what it is because of these people. That's the focus, and that's the way that they're trying to get these votes, is to use people's minds in that way and just create a culture war, and that makes them cheer for these people, these politicians, and all that kind of thing. Because it's interesting when, let's say, Lucy says something like that, and they come across with, okay, free speech, blah blah blah, free speech in terms of she used hurtly words, she didn't actually do anything, she's a great mother, a great wife, a great this and that, which has nothing to do with your ability to be a great mother or a great parent or whatever is not connected to a tweet. I mean, if it comes later in life where she tries to, like, you know, convince her child or brainwash her child, then that's a similar thing. But yeah, it's essentially using that as cover of, like, oh no, she's like people actually and legitimately see this woman as a hero because we have a Labour government and they're unhappy with that, and they want you know, Reform or Conservatives or whoever to be back in charge. It's any single time that someone gets in trouble for saying something, no matter what that thing really is, as long as it's something that they agree with, they got to point at Keir Starmer, they got to point at the Labour government and go, look at what this terrible Prime Minister is doing, vote for us so that you can get rid of that, so that you can say whatever you want. The part where this breaks down, though, is when somebody on the left does something the right doesn't like, and they go, oh no, you should apologise for that. Even if it's something much, much less severe than what Lucy said, because it doesn't align with their same views. That's essentially how this lines up. Now, as I said a minute ago about confusing things and events and whatever in the world of politics, now, I've gotten, in the last couple of years, where things have really kicked up a notch, in terms of various different movements and protests and whatnot, where that has kind of happened, it's gotten to a point in the world, not just on Twitter, not just on whatever, just, it's becoming more of a global thing, that someone on the right will say something that makes no sense, and will have very little context or explanation to it. And I have gotten used to that. You have to get used to that, because otherwise it will drive you insane trying to work it out. But sometimes there's rare cases where sometimes things go a step further, and they're able to confuse you even more by the way a person is celebrated. We'll focus on that in a second. The way that a person is looked at. And the one thing that Lucy's got to keep in mind, which she will be blanking out right now, if something happens in the world of politics, and let's say at some point, because she, I think there were some quotes of her saying, like, she's going to join Reform, and obviously there's all the cheers of, like, hey, yeah, free speech, say what you want, join us, blah, 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 you know, that sort of thing. Lucy should be aware that, and especially as she's also a woman, should be aware that if Reform, let's say she joins Reform, and she, I don't know what the process for that is or whatever, but she probably has or probably will in some capacity, because that group will love her because she said something that they agree with, even though the thing that she said is, like, completely outrageous. If there's a moment where, let's say, Lucy's no longer of value to them, or Lucy says something that upsets them, or something changes or moves in the culture war or in that side of politics, they will drop you like that. And what will happen is, if I don't think that's going to happen, but if that does happen, what you'll essentially see, and this all comes with very like blanket sort of statements, is and they'll never do a thing in terms of like, oh no, what Lucy said was bad and we'll turn on her. That's not something that will happen unless something changes within that context, like to do with hotels or asylum seekers, unless something changes there. But I don't think that's gonna happen. If she like slips for a moment or disagrees with, let's say, some of the reform people or some people on the right, it doesn't have to be reform specifically, but some people are on the right, the moment you say one thing that they'll disagree with, they'll drop you at the, you know, like that. They'll drop you like that, and you'll start seeing different statements coming out. You'll start, depending on what that thing is that she could do, because I'm not sure what that might be, but I believe that that's possible. Instead of then seeing things like, okay, completely ignoring the context of what she said and just labeling it as, okay, hurtly words, it was free speech, it's like, to them, it's not relevant. What you'll then start to see is like, oh, Lucy's not fit to be a mother, Lucy's not fit to be a wife, and you'll start seeing that those tweets and speeches now that are circling that main tweet. So rather than addressing the direct thing, which is like, okay, what she said in the tweet, and again just converting that into, oh, it was hurtly words, it was just a tweet, you know, it was just a post, oh, you get arrested for tweets these days, etc. etc. They'll circle around that, and all the good things they were saying about her before, all of the basic human stuff, such as like, oh, she's a political hero and a political prisoner and she's a hero and good mother, that they'll start changing those statements. That's what will happen if Lucy says something that is out of line. I don't think that's gonna happen, but you can't always predict the mind of somebody who's on the right wing. You can't do that. But because their brains don't make sense in the first place, it's difficult to predict. But yeah. Anyway, let's watch this clip, or you will be listening to it. So this is when they were doing they were like doing a segment of a podcast or something. I've never listened to this podcast. There's lots of interesting. There's a lot that happens here in these 3 minutes. And I think it is in this when Lucy comes out and says like, okay, she's going to join Reform, and you know, because she's being backed by them at least. Currently, until she says something that they don't agree with. There's lots of little interesting, just bit, I pay attention to the way these people talk and what they talk about, and obviously particular attention to like the way they introduce Lucy, how they talk about her, and then the fact that they give this woman a round of applause. Anyway, let's take a listen to this clip. It's not going to be nice to listen to or whatever. Anyway, let me just play it.
Thank you. And welcome once again to Planet Normal, the Telegraph podcast with Alison Pearson.
Hello.
And me, Liam Halligan. Now, Planet Normal's been going for more than 5 years. We've had 267 weekly episodes. During that time, of course, as many of you all know, the rocket of right thinking, we've kept a safe distance, haven't we, co-pilot, from the madness of planet Earth?
Our country, as you may have noticed as we enter into, is it phase two or phase three of Keir Starmer's government, has been occupied by weird aliens. A prime minister who thinks women can have a penis, a new deputy prime minister who goes one better and insists that men can grow a cervix.
A country where a much-loved comedian is accosted by five police officers and arrested at Heathrow. And meanwhile, your house gets burgled, your car gets nicked, and it's very difficult to get the police to show up.
There's no such madness on Planet Normal. That's why we climb aboard the rocket of right thinking every week to visit our celestial retreat. but we're delighted to have finally found a safe place to dock here on Earth.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is a rare terrestrial episode of Planet Normal, because we're here, a place stuffed full of Planet Normal citizens, people of sound mind and common sense, the 2025 Reform Party Conference!
Now, as we saw with Nigel's visit to Washington earlier this week, Britain's proud reputation for being the home of Magna Carta, free speech, the mother of parliaments, is being trashed by tin pot authoritarians.
It certainly is, co-pilot. And that theme is very much captured in today's very special Planet Normal guest. On regular episodes, you and I, don't we? We prattle on at the top of the show, sometimes for half an hour. Sometimes Alison talks about economics. Sometimes I get a word in, but not today. Let's get straight into it.
Our Planet Normal guest this week has become a living symbol of two-tier Britain. The sheer injustice she has suffered has shocked millions of people across Britain and indeed across the whole world. She's a wonderful mum, wife, beloved childminder, little kids from every corner of the earth she's taken wonderful care of. So I am, of course, referring to Britain's favourite political prisoner. Ladies and gentlemen, please give the warmest of welcomes
to Lucy Connolly.
That's enough of that. You would think that this woman has, like, saved someone's life. Or that she's, like, run a... I mean, people that run marathons for charity get less applause than that. It just... You know when you can't wrap your mind around something that you've just seen, even though you should have expected it to have been as weird as what you've just witnessed? And you can see there what I mean about, like, the way these people talk, the way they talk about certain things, the way they just behave, the way their minds work. It just... I can't quite wrap my head around. Maybe I won't be able to because it doesn't make sense. This, like, hero part of this whole thing. She tweeted and encouraged people to, well, I don't know how else you would describe it, but I would describe it as to commit murder, because if you set a building on fire, right, with people inside it, those people might die. It's at least attempted murder. You've encouraged a group of people to attempt attempted murder. I don't know what the, you know, technical phrase for all of that would be. But she gets out of prison, and it's so funny that that woman, I don't know the two people's names, I've never seen them before, talking about, like, how she's faced injustice and all this sort of thing. But what this again boils down to is because, forget the context of what she tweeted, because of the fact in the tweet that she's not only said something that these people agree with, but because that tweet is targeting a group of people that they don't like, therefore they deem it as okay. But if someone on the left side, let's say a left-wing politician or person, because of course Lucy wasn't a... I think she was married to a Tory politician. I don't think that makes you a politician, but I don't know what she was doing before. I never heard of her before the tweet. I think that's why it got more attention maybe as well, because she was married to that guy and whatever the case was. But because those people hate that same group of people, that makes it, that not only makes it okay, that makes it good to them. Like, as if that's a good thing that you're encouraging somebody to do, to set fire, and there's children in this hotel. There are innocent children who have probably escaped or fled with their parents from a war-torn country that we may or may not bear responsibility for because of our various political dealings, and you deem her as a hero. Like, you just heard the applause the same way that I did. She's a hero to this woman. But, like, let's completely flip the script here, right? Let's talk about someone like Marcus Rashford, for example. When there was the COVID thing with the free school meals was where it kicked off, right? And the government voted against giving kids the school meals for reasons. So he himself stepped up and was like, right, I'm going to... I think he joined... It was in a group or something, wasn't he, that, like, helped him with all that. But, of course, because he's got, you know, wealth, of course, Marcus Rashford. I don't know how wealthy he is, but he's a, you know, high-paid footballer. He's got lots of money and decided to use that and his goodwill to help, not necessarily starving children, but to help, you know, low-income families and things like that with help with feeding their kids. That's a hero. What you think of him, you know, on the pitch or his goal score, that's almost irrelevant. His ability as a footballer is a completely different thing to what he does as a person. I love him in both senses. I love him as a footballer and as a person. That's somebody that's a hero, and he got awarded with an MBE and all this kind of stuff. Of course, now he's in, you know, Spain and whatever, but again, for him, because it was like what he went through as a child, and he didn't want to see that happen to other people, and he had the means and the wealth and was able to help them. So rather than just sitting there and doing nothing about it, and he resonated with these kids that, obviously, this was before he was wealthy, well before he was a footballer, and he helped out. So you've got one person on one side who's like, oh, these kids are not being given, you know, free school meals like they should be, particularly for low-income families, although they should really be anyway, who has, you know, gone out of his way to help them while also having a career as a footballer to deal with and everything else. And then you've got a woman on the other side who's like, yeah, I don't like these people. You lot should go and burn them alive. But is being actively cheered. Like, they don't view this woman as like, oh, what she did is pretty cool and we agree with. So she's a hero to them. And these, I've paused this video here. These people are standing up and applauding this woman. But to them, this is because none of those people in that room, obviously all of them hate asylum seekers and whatnot, and the whole culture war angle of that, they're happy with what she's done, clearly very happy with it. There's a couple of, you know, trans digs in there. They've got to get that stuff in there, because again, they've got to do, this isn't just a culture war, by the way, against, you know, black and brown people. This is a culture war against anybody who's an outsider to them. Yeah, it's very strange. It's very, very strange. But yeah, so I just want to go over one phrase actually. She used the phrase, of course, political prisoner. Of course, that word was touted around to make her, you know, seem like she was trapped or something. I've never understood what that meant, or if that was just a political buzz phrase word, which it sounds like it is. I'm just going to read this description here just so we can all get a better understanding. And I did type in the UK law because it might be different in other countries. It says, in the UK, a political prisoner is generally understood as someone detained or imprisoned for political reasons or political activities rather than for a common crime. And their detention may involve unfair procedures or discriminatory conditions connected to their political motives. While no single legal definition exists in law in the UK, so again, it's not a real legal phrase, the concept, because that's what this is, applies to individuals whose imprisonment stems from their perceived or active role in political causes. Again, asylum seeker stuff, you can see where that's going. Potentially unfair trials, human rights violations, or detention without proper legal basis. She pled guilty, by the way, to the particular charge. Historically, special category status in Northern Ireland provided a form of recognition for political offenders, and the debate continues regarding the UK's potential creation of political prisoners through measures like detention orders outside judicial processes. Because the way that the right likes to swing this is, oh, you can get arrested for tweeting. No, you don't get arrested for tweeting. Like, if I say I want Ruben Amorim sacked as a Man United manager, or that I really love a particular film, don't get arrested for that. No one's knocking on the door right now trying to arrest me for that. But see, you'd want the right to understand, and they won't, but you'd want the right to understand that while she didn't, you know, throw the Molotovs or go to the hotel herself, etc., etc., while she didn't do the crimes themselves that she encourages people to do, you can't just go around saying, like, yeah, I wish that this person got hurt, you should hurt this person, you should burn this person, I don't like this person, so they should be violently hurt. Is a criminal offence. She is a convicted criminal. She pled guilty. She was convicted in a court of law, and she spent time in prison. So they are, again, not that it's any surprise for the right, given who's in the White House, are cheering for another convicted criminal. But that's fine, apparently, because she's a good mother. I like how they brought that up at the start. Of like, oh yeah, let's skirt around the tweet thing itself. Let's mention that she's, we believe she's been unfairly treated. I don't think she got, like, okay, she got, like, let's say, beaten up in prison or something. That's not right. I don't think that she did, though. But let's, like, let's spin this in a way of, she said something that we agree with, but the law doesn't. Which, like, that's not how that works. But let's, like, use some buzzwords of, like, it's always children, isn't it? It's always, because there was this bit in there as well of, okay, the usual thing about, okay, she's a great mother, you know, positivity towards children. She's a great wife, positivity towards the husband. Kids have looked up to her. By the way, I've not read a single story where, like, a child has come out and said, like, I love Lucy or something, so I don't know where that angle comes from. I've not seen, like, her visit a school or something and kids saying, like, hey, thank you for doing something. Like, you usually see that on the news, right? Like, a celebrity or just a person will do an actual achievement. They'll visit, like, a local school or something, maybe a school where they grew up or something, and they'll be celebrated for it. Or they do something like go to, you know, Great Ormond Street Hospital and spend some time with the kids there. That's a nice thing for a person to do, and people rightly get applauded for that. But what you did was tell people to go and burn people. And the interesting kind of angle on that, again, because one of the spins they like to use on this is, like, okay, in what angle and in what way can we use this as being, like, a positive thing towards kids? And you saw the two in there, that her being a great mother and her having kids look up to her, which, again, I've not seen a single story about, but completely ignoring the fact that, I mean, I guess it's because they're not British, right? The fact that, okay, you claim in this speech to care about children because it's, you know, great, you know, looking her looking after her child, she's a great mother. By the way, we don't even know if she is a good mother or a good wife, but that's not really relevant. That's just another buzzword type thing. But completely not ignoring the fact that, okay, the act that she did, which was this tweet, could have involved her encouraging / telling people to burn a building, doesn't matter that it's a hotel, it could be any building, burning a building that could have completely innocent children in it. But, you know, it's all about protecting the kids and things like that. Even though people within this government, as I just mentioned, voted against giving kids free school meals, which is where Rashford popped up, who is somebody who actually did something worthwhile. It'd be very curious to see where this goes from here. And it was interesting, you know, day one, I think it was day one or day two, she comes out of prison, you know, interviews, political prisoner, this, that, and the other, and obviously people like Dan Wooten jumped on the occasion. What do you got to remember with things like that as well, when you see something like that, with somebody like a Dan Wooten, for example? He doesn't care about her. This is simply a case that, okay, I can make a video which, you know, long form interview, not just like, hey, a little clip. I can make an interview with this woman. I will use all my usual, you know, right wing tools to back this woman, call her a good mother, you know, keep you know, pushing that angle, keep pushing against like, oh, it was just a tweet, it was just hurtly words, we should feel sorry for you, all this kind of thing. But again, make no mistake, with somebody like a Dan Wooten, the moment that she says something that could be out of line or goes against something that he believes in, bam, it was switched around the other way. And you won't hear any more about how she's a good mother, good with kids, good wife, political prison. You won't hear about that anymore. Maybe not from all of them all at once, but the tables can turn very quickly in that sense. Yeah, it's like, you just wonder how these people's brains just come up with this, because you can usually predict the words and the movements of right-wing people, but every now and again they come up with something that surprises you. And just that introduction, the level of like you would think that this woman had jumped into a building to pull innocent children out of it. You would think that she's like, you know, arrested a dangerous criminal, or arrested people from a burning building as a firefighter, or, you know, performed CPU on an elderly person who's collapsed, or donated money to a charity, or anything that would actually be good and useful. But the thing that she's done is to incite people to commit murder, or at least attempted murder. It's really bizarre, and I think we need to keep it, because I get that, okay, some of this stuff can be a bit, you know, you don't want to pay attention to it all the time, because it will drive you mad, and you do have to peel away and keep out an eye for your own mental health at points, right? That's very important, and I keep that, I know I get very involved with this stuff myself, but I do keep that in mind as well, that, okay, when you read the next stupid tweet from somebody, just close Twitter and just, you know, go back to what you were doing or whatever. Which I've tried to keep in mind with myself. It's very easy to get tied up in this stuff, though. And it's not as if, like, if none of this mattered, if this was just all silly nonsense, I'd be able to ignore it more. But, and there's got to be a line somewhere. There's got to be a line where you know, put it down and ignore it and focus on yourself, and then moments where like, oh, okay, let's pay attention to what's happening over here, because it's important, because like, politics, government, country, you know, we need to keep control of that stuff so things don't get out of hand. But I'm a bit worried admittedly at the moment about like the general rise of the far right in the UK and the rise of racism. And in, at least in the last, I want to say the last 5 years, pretty much since the George Floyd, like, Black Lives Matter stuff. It may have even started before that, but, like, that's when I started having my finger on the pulse a bit more, when that movement kicked off, and to see everything that was going on. Be careful who you vote for. And I'm not telling you who to vote for, but, like, and sometimes there isn't a good option, unfortunately, and I felt a bit that way last year at the general election, of like, Labour's looking a bit wonky, but we just had 14 years of Conservatives, but like, Lib Dems and Greens, are they gonna get more than 200 votes? Doesn't feel like it. And then you've got like, Reformers there, they're a bit newer. Of course, your party with Jeremy Corbyn is on the way. That's good. Because we thought that we could, because I'll sit here and be honest with you that, like, okay, Labour's not done great so far. I'm not a particular fan of Keir Starmer. There's things that they've done that have been all right. There's things that they've done that have not been great. But what the right wing is able to do now is, because Conservatives are no longer in charge, any single little thing that Labour and or Keir Starmer get wrong, any single word, movement, behaviour, you pick at it and go, right, stop voting for these people, even though they've been in charge, what, just under a year? And, like, okay, let's bring a right-wing party back in, even though we just had one of them 14 years and it didn't work out well. So now it's the case of, like, look at what these people are doing, it's bad, bring us in, even though we're doing what we're doing. So something I don't like is, I don't like, and it makes me uncomfortable as to how casual racism has become in this country as well, in lots of different ways and sectors and things like that. It doesn't sit right with me. It does not sit right with me. But the only way that we can solve these issues is make sure we vote for the right people. I'm not necessarily saying Labour is or isn't the right person, people, group, whatever. Because if the wrong people get back in charge, you'll have people like Lucy Connolly with more power, and that's not something that is a good idea. That can turn sour very, very, very quickly, and it is worrying. I think we should, again, you don't want to drive yourself mad over being concerned, but you should be concerned. I think it's slowly, because it's slowly growing and slowly getting worse, especially with things like, you know, misinformation and all that kind of stuff. But Lucy Connolly, an interesting figure. But a hero to some, even though she's not done anything good. A hero to some people, a political prisoner to some people, was treated unfairly. There you go. I just want to touch upon this very briefly, the whole Graham, is it Lynam? Lynam? He was the creator of Father Ted, which is a show I've never seen, probably never will watch. Has been on a tyrant mission against trans people. Just a little useful bit of information for you. Last year he was charged. I'm not sure what happened in court. I'm not sure if he's also a convicted criminal. I can't quite remember what happened with that. But and I saw the video myself. He did assault and, I don't know if it was break, but damage a trans person's phone. I think they were 17 or something like that. If I have any of that information wrong, I do apologise. I'm not here to spread my own misinformation. And then the most recent thing he did, because they mentioned the five police officers. Just by the way, on the five police officers, they always send too many. So I know that guy was trying to spin it as like, oh my god, they sent the whole army after him because of a tweet. Obviously, that's what they're trying to do. They always send too many police officers to every single thing. But he basically, he did a very similar, not in terms of murder, but a similar thing of encouraging assault and violence against trans people, and that's what he was arrested for, even though he was arrested previously for he himself assaulting a trans person and damaging their phone. I think again the 17-year-old. So yeah, weird behavior. I did read something just before I started recording this that he's trying to like flee to America to get his free speech rights back. Sometimes I sit here and explain these things and I'm like, these things are insane. what are we doing? Sometimes you just have to peel back the curtain, what are we doing? Why is it? I'll leave you with this. I promise I'll leave this at this last point. Why is it okay to, if you're on the right wing side, why is it looked at as okay to assault people, to damage their property, and to tweet and encourage people to essentially commit attempted murder? Why is that okay? Why does that make you a free speech hero? Weird stuff. And they have the audacity to call their Planet Normal or something. It's all very curious. It's the curious case of Lucy Connolly. But just remember, she's a wonderful mother, she's a wonderful wife, she's a hero, and she deserves to be applauded. Not for doing anything particularly useful or good, but wouldn't be surprised if you see her putting up some British flags, or at half mast, by the way, I'm noticing, or to paint some more roundabouts. Anyway, I'm done. Need to get out of here. Need to rest this brain after going through all of that. But what are your thoughts on Lucy Connolly? Did you see any clips and bits, or maybe you, for some reason, saw the whole thing? Or Reform UK's conference, I think that's what they called it. I'm sure lots of words were said, but I just wanted to focus on this Lucy Connolly thing. Was you aware of her or her situation? If you're not probably aware of Lucy Connolly, I've probably really just kind of blown your mind and confused you, because I've just taken you for a ride. I've just taken you through an adventure of just weirdness. Anyway, if you do or don't know about Lucy Connolly or what she's done, what did you think of her tweet? I just read it out for you at the beginning of the show. What do you think of the weird reception and just everything around all this? And Graham Lynham or Lynham, his actions as well. Let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. MatthewAtEntertainmentTalk.org. Twitter, social media, eTalkYourCareEntertainmentTalk. And there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, main night podcast. Just reviewed Weapons, by the way, so go and check it out. Brilliant, brilliant film, brilliant horror film, and brilliant film. Lots of praise given to that. Did do a political talk recently, if you missed it, talking more focus on the hotels themselves and asylum seeker discussion and all that sort of thing, and free speech and everything else surrounding that, and all the Palestine action and everything else. Check that out as well. Gaming Talk will be back this week. So should our Breaking Bad podcast as well. That should be back on Wednesday, covering that. My Death Stranding 2 review will be happening when I get through that as well. So check all that out. EntertainmentTalk.org, podcast platform, Entertainment Talk, TV, games, films, main night podcast. Look out for all of that. Again, if you want to support us, you can listen to more of what we got on the site, on the podcast platforms, word of mouth, social media, let people know about what we're doing and where they can find it. And if someone mentions the thing we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk. Geektown.co.uk for the TV and film news posts throughout the week. And you can also check us out on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays, for all of our video game stuff. Anyway, let's see what happens next with whatever happens next. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.